Stocks were supposed to open higher and stay that way, but things stalled out. We'll share why. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 17th day of October. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, is the Trump White House manipulating the markets? We've got news about China and ag products, well, sort of anyway. Also, be careful what you say when it comes to advertising. Taco Bell news today. Also, new spacesuits are ready for the Virgin Galactic space journey. We'll share. For the interview, we've got Jamie Fitzgerald, who's going to share some thoughts on voting in Iowa. Jamie is the Polk County Auditor, but what he has to say impacts Iowans in all 99 counties. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday, where did that week go, edition of the business news headlines. You would think that a Brexit last-minute deal, along with some big numbers in the earnings department, would have sent the markets soaring today, but that wasn't the case. The markets pretty much stalled out for most of the day. The strong movers, however, included Netflix, who saw shares jump by 4% after the video streamer posted earnings that topped analyst expectations. The company reported a bigger-than-expected increase in international paid subscribers, which mitigated a big miss in domestic subscriber adds. Morgan Stanley, well, they also got a boost from its quarterly numbers, trading more than 2% higher. The bank's results got a boost from stronger-than-anticipated trading and advisory revenues. Overall, the corporate earnings season is off to a solid start. More than 76% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported have topped analyst earnings expectations. Stocks also rose after UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said we have a great new Brexit deal via Twitter. He called on British lawmakers to back the deal when it's put before the Parliament on Saturday. Meanwhile, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker tweeted, "It was a fair and balanced deal." But it's not all done, however. The UK Parliament has yet to approve the deal before it can be implemented. Well, there's a story out today that more than suggests the markets may have been manipulated by the Trump White House. In Vanity Fair's deep dive into the fanciful, profitable mystery of the Trump chaos trades, William Cohen takes a look at how some timely presidential pumping of the stock market made some futures traders billions of dollars. For example, on June 28th, a trader or group of traders snatched up 420,000 September E-minis, which amounted to about 40% of the total trading volume shortly before the closing bell. Trump, the following weekend, emerged from a meeting with President Xi Jinping to say that the trade talks were back on track. Well, the market cheered the announcement, and stocks rallied enough to apparently turn that trade into a $1.8 billion profit. Cohen says traders in Chicago, long accustomed to dealing with volatility, have been increasingly wary of the action surrounding Trump's updates. Cohen writes in his Vanity Fair piece, quote, "Are the people behind these trades incredibly lucky, or do they have access to information that other people don't have about, say, Trump or Beijing's latest thinking on the trade war or any other sort of number of ways that Trump is able to move the markets through his tweeting or slips of the tongue? Essentially, do they have inside information?" End quote. The Securities and Exchange Commission declined to comment for the story, while the Commodity Futures Trading Commission didn't even bother to respond. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange, however, told Cohen that the trades did not originate from a single source and were of no concern to them. Nevertheless, Cohen believes it's time for authorities to take action, starting with a hard look at this particular scenario. Here we go. Quote, "In the last 10 minutes of trading on Friday, August 23rd, as the markets were roiling in the face of more bad trade news, someone bought 386,000 September E-minis. 3 days later, Trump lied about getting a call from China to restart the trade talks, and the S&P 500 index shot up by nearly 80 points. The potential profit on that trade was more than $1.5 billion. You know, we report on the markets every single day and have long thought how odd it is that all of this stuff happens. Is it speculation? Or is it, is there something there? Don't know. Well, there continues to be some concern about the announced deal with China that the president said was going to happen this week. He said that China was going to buy $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural items from the United States, and that sent hope up on the farm belt. But, and you knew there would be one, details are at best sketchy. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, it seems that China's commitment to buying more U.S. farm goods is contingent on their needs and on market prices. China may be pushing for the U.S. to drop plans for a new 15% tariff on $156 billion in consumer goods that's all due to take effect on December 15th, and perhaps using the farm purchases as leverage. And, of course, as always, there's nothing on paper yet. Beijing did, however, confirm that China will be buying U.S. ag products, but they even did not offer specifics. Stay tuned. Well, here's some food for thought from USA Today, and stay with me on this because this gets a little bit in the weeds, but it is interesting. A dispute over $2.18 at Taco Bell has literally become a federal case. Two people in New Jersey are suing Taco Bell and its parent company because they were charged $12.18 for two Chalupa Cravings boxes, which they say were advertised for $5 apiece. The lawsuit says the couple saw Taco Bell's Librarian TV commercial for the $5 boxes and decided to drive over to Taco Bell and buy some food. After ordering the two boxed meals, the couple were charged $12.99, which included 81 cents of state sales tax. The couple questioned the management why they were being charged $12.18 for two $5 Chalupa Craving boxes that they said should have cost only $10, according to the commercial. But the lawsuit alleges they were told that Taco Bell did not have to charge what was advertised because there was, quote, legal fine print, end quote, at the end of the commercial. Now, the commercial does contain a disclaimer that prices may vary and the $5 price is valid at participating locations for a limited time. Now, the couple claim in the lawsuit that the disclaimer violated the state's consumer fraud statute and other sections of the state's administrative code, which requires disclaimers and ads to be in, quote, a type, size, and style that is clear and conspicuous relative to the other type sizes and styles used in the advertisement, end quote. Well, in a corporate statement yesterday, the restaurant chain said, quote, Taco Bell and its franchisees are proud to provide millions of guests with delicious, affordable food every day. Our advertisements are truthful and accurate, and we will defend the case vigorously, end quote. The lawsuit says that while the $5 price was prominently displayed throughout the 30-second commercial, the disclaimer was visible for only 3 seconds at the bottom of the screen. Truth in advertising. See what you learn here? And finally, I know, right? And finally, there is this. If you have reserved a seat on Virgin Galactic's first flight into space, good news! Your spacesuit is ready. The royal blue outfits designed by Under Armour were unveiled this week in a special zero-gravity vertical catwalk. While they won't be available to the public, Under Armour will sell a few items, including a limited number of space boots and galactic t-shirts. About 600 people have so far paid deposits for the $250,000 tickets for Virgin Galactic's first commercial flight into space planned for next year. Only question I have of that entire story is are you going? Come on. Sure you are, right? Hey, coming up next, Polk County Auditor is Jamie Fitzgerald, and he's got some voting information for Iowans. That's right, not just Iowans living in the greater Des Moines metro, but all across the state. You see, there have been changes in the voting methods here in the Hawkeye State, and he's in to tell us what they are. Jamie Fitzgerald on voting as the November elections head our way.